This is an Audio Holdings production. We are pleased to present If You Could See Me Now by Peter Straub, read by Keir Dolay.
July 21st, 1955. God, look at those stars, she said. I'd like to take a big step off the planet and just go sailing through them. He and Allison, cousins from opposite ends of the continent, lay side by side on their grandmother's lawn in that part of rural Wisconsin nearest the Mississippi River, and looked up past the dark, massive heads of the walnut trees to the sky. The boy turned his head sideways on the coarse, springy grass and looked at his cousin's profile. It was fox-sharp, ardent, and if Will could lift her off the earth, she would already be sailing away from him. He caught her smell of cold, bracing water. They could hear their mother's voices mingling with the noise from the radio. Their grandmother, Jessie, the shrewd center of the family, was doing something in the kitchen, and from time to time through the cross-weave of the sisters' conversation on the porch slid her softer voice. She had been closeted all day with Cousin Duane, who was about to be married. "You got into trouble again last year," Allison said. He grunted assent, embarrassed, not wanting to talk about it. "You get into a lot of trouble, don't you?" "I guess so." "How many times have you changed schools?"
4 times.
"But the second time was..." "The second time was just because one of the teachers hated me. I had an affair with my art teacher." He looked at her sharply, but could not tell if she were lying. "Is that why they made you leave?" "No. They kicked..."